Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Dr. Nick, the Incrementalist. Join me as I seek out the small incremental changes being applied in other industries that we can learn from and that can be applied in healthcare. Can these changes bring immediate value, but also add up to the big improvements and revolution we need in healthcare? Come along with me to explore the possibilities. My innovative guests from around the globe have used small incremental improvements to achieve their moonshot.
And today, I'm delighted to be joined by Michael Robinson. He's the Vice President of Healthcare for North America for VMware. Michael, thanks for joining me today.
Nick, thank you so much for having us. We truly appreciate it.
So obviously, we're in the lead up to HIMSS, and it's all hands on deck, focusing on this big show. It's certainly at least one of the biggest in the healthcare space. VMware has got a lot of things going on. Before we get into that, just if you would share a little bit of your background and how you reached this position for the listeners.
Yeah, very interesting story, Nick. Thank you for asking us. I've been in the industry for eons now, so more than 40 years I've been in technology. But, you know, about 10 or 12 years ago, I was serving as the public sector lead for Microsoft in the Middle East and Africa. And a large portion of my portfolio was focused on healthcare and education, and just really was drawn to the mission aspects of those two verticals. And so when I came back to the U.S., I actually ran the healthcare vertical for Microsoft for my last 5 years there before I retired. And then this opportunity came up at VMware to help them build out a healthcare practice. So, you know, really it's about healthcare is everywhere. And, I love the outcomes that we drive and the fact that, you know, my team and the focus within VMware on healthcare is very much focused on the missions and outcomes that we want to help drive for our customers. So it's personal, and I love that we can do good and drive outcomes in the marketplace.
So it's fascinating. And, one of the things that always strikes me about healthcare, particularly on an international setting, is that everybody believes that, healthcare is either better or is being delivered in ways that is superior or inferior in other parts of the world, and the problems are quite different. But the reality, and I'm sure you appreciate that from working in both of those countries or regions, is that healthcare problems are pretty universal. Whilst resources are quite different in some of those particular areas, they face the same challenges. They just sort of approach them slightly differently, and I think that it certainly colors my view. I'm interested in your perspective on that.
No, I think that's a great viewpoint. And, there are obviously disparities across the world in terms of how healthcare is delivered. But at the end of the day, that's why I believe technology is such a huge enabler and, democratizer, so to speak, in terms of how we can deliver healthcare in a more consistent way. So, in my time in the Middle East and Africa, again, you have some of the poorest regions and some of the richest regions in the world. And, that helped me understand, how you could focus on disparities and kind of close the gap for some of those entities or geographies that were less technology advanced with technology. So, again, I think there's a huge opportunity for us to impact outcomes globally from a healthcare perspective.
No, I couldn't agree more. I think that democratization of access and the importance of technology in that is sort of critical to any future that we have, because, this belief that we can just deliver all healthcare to all people is an impossibility, because it essentially would absorb every last cent of our GDP worldwide. Yeah. And we have to find balance, and the way to expand that is truly through technology.
And as you're aware, Nick, there are, here in the U.S., we spend an inordinate amount of our GDP on healthcare, whereas in other regions in the world, they drive better outcomes and, actually spend less. So, it's important that we take those lessons and best practices from across the globe to figure out how we become more efficient here in the U.S.
Could not agree more. I think the capacity to learn from these other areas is so essential, because they do, in many instances, so much more with, much less. So excited to explore that. But before we get into that, I think, worth talking a little bit about HIMSS. That's the big activity that's coming up, obviously, long-standing experience with this. Tell us a little bit about what's going on in your world from a HIMSS perspective and what you're excited about.
Yeah, I think HIMSS is a great forum for technology companies to kind of showcase, how they align to the mission of our customers. And as you said, I've been involved with HIMSS for, more than a decade now, and I've seen the evolution of, just being a technology vendor-focused event to more of, how do we collaborate better? How do we, focus on driving outcomes? And I think one of the things for us at VMware is, we're looking at showcasing not only our technology, but what our customers and partners are doing with our technology. So how do we collaborate better? How do we, work together as a broad ecosystem to drive outcomes? And I think that's one of the things that has evolved over time is more of that collaborative spirit. So we'll have a number of partners in our booth. We'll have them demonstrate their capabilities utilizing our technologies. And so I think that that's an evolution that has happened over the last 4 or 5 years.
So as you think about that, what's the sort of lasting point you want people to walk away with when you think about the innovations that you're showing and what's happening at the show for you and for VMware?
Yeah, so for VMware, again, we look at what we call real-time connected healthcare, and that's something that, quite frankly, we cannot deliver on our own. So we will partner with organizations like Nuance and Improvata, the large EHR vendors, in terms of how do we best showcase, a collaborative approach to the market to driving outcomes such as, clinician experience or patient experience, or, how do you drive cost efficiencies into your organization? And so that creates a really a strong opportunity for us to figure out how we do that, again, in a partnership vein.
So this is a recurring theme. I hear this, repeatedly. I think it's worth sort of highlighting and talking a little bit about. This team-based approach is really essential to our future. And I imagine that you sort of see that not just because of the corporation you work for and, some of your past, but also some of your experiences around the world. There is no one magic bullet to this, and if we can't find a way to work together, we're not going to solve these hard problems.
Completely agree, Nick. And one of the things that I think we take a page from healthcare is that healthcare is based on a team approach. There's not just one doctor, right?
Yeah.
So there's an opportunity for us to learn from the vertical and the industry that we serve, and I think there are great examples of how you collaboratively work together. And we try to incorporate some of that into our go-to-markets and business practices as well. So again, we're working in a great industry that, has a great example of how you have to be collaborative in order to drive the outcomes that you want.
So thinking about that collaboration and, some of the partners that you've got, and obviously you've got some insights, can you share a little bit of some of the innovations that we might be seeing, some of those new solutions that they're bringing to market that you've helped enable and you're part of?
Yeah, so there are a couple of areas that we really want to focus on from our vantage point as a horizontal platform or infrastructure provider. So there are a couple of things that we look at really strongly. So we want to accelerate the healthcare innovation. So whether that's new applications or streamlining the infrastructure to do that, making sure that we're focused on, how do we help enable healthcare innovation? So not only what we bring to market, but as I mentioned before, collaboratively, what are our partners and customers doing to help drive innovation into the marketplace? The second is around, really focused on empowering clinicians and patients. Again, I think one of the successes to changing the cost curve in healthcare is really having an active and informed consumer. So making sure that they get information at the right time, at the right place, and that information is available. The same is true for clinicians as well. So, any application on any device at any time is really, what we try to help enable from an innovation perspective. And then lastly, healthcare organizations, much like, other organizations, need to protect their brand and their data. And so, how do we focus on providing intrinsic security across their environments that allow them to, share patient information as well as making sure that they get the information that they need when they need it in a form factor that they need to do that. So whether a clinician is on their mobile phone or, you know, on a tablet or, you know, at a workstation, that they get the information that they need and it's consistent across the board.
So how does this work from a patient access standpoint? Are you essentially enabling that interaction through solutions that are being delivered to the patient so that they can be participating in care?
Yeah, so absolutely. And even, you know, the extended ecosystem, so family members and, you know, other parts of the care team that are not necessarily connected, we provide the ability to access through our end user capabilities. And, you know, that, again, we live in a digital world. We live in a mobile world. So helping, you know, our patients make that transition is really important to a lot of our customers. You know, a great example is one of the hospitals in the Southwest, you know, took a device so that they could personalize it for the patient. It's a children's hospital. And so when every patient comes in, they get a personalized device with their care on it, you know, maybe some entertainment, access to their family or family members that can't be there. And so we've gotten some really strong stories about how that improved, you know, both the level of care, but also, you know, the patient's knowledge of care and how they interacted with, you know, other caregivers as well. So those are the things that we strive to do.
So for those of you just joining, I'm Dr. Nick, the Incrementalist, and today I'm joined by Michael Robinson. He's the Vice President of Healthcare for North America for VMware. We were just talking about enabling patient, and, you know, importantly, I think you highlight that it's not just the patient, it's the extended family and really ultimately the care team. And I think, you know, we've clearly seen that with the clinical community. You know, people have understood that, and you know, it's not just about the physician, it's about everybody that contributes to that care that has to be enabled. But importantly, I think, you know, we've often lost sight of the inclusion of the patient and, you know, most importantly, the family, because that extended support mechanism. And it's one of the things that, you know, it brings me back to the international discussion that we were having. You go to some countries and that support mechanism is absolutely front and center from the families who come in and contribute to that sort of supportive care environment. I imagine that you've had sort of experiences around that and seen some of that in other
absolutely.
Places.
Absolutely. And again, I think that, you know, when you look at patient care more holistically, that you understand the outcomes that you want to drive, that, you know, those key stakeholders play an important role in the well-being and the outcomes that you're trying to drive. So I'm a firm believer that, you know, you have to broaden the ecosystem from a healthcare perspective. And again, we believe that technology is an enabler to do that.
Right, technology sort of underpins that. It's not the answer, it's just the contributor that allows people to sort of engage in a way that historically, how would you do that without, I mean, I always imagine this, you know, how on earth did this sort of happen in the days when we didn't have instant messaging and, you know, instant communications, not just messaging?
And again, Dr. Nick, you know, we're more mobile than we've ever been,
right?
And we're more connected than we've ever been. And so I think, again, you know, the same principles apply in terms of, you know, you need a broad community to provide that kind of service. But now, again, technology becomes the enabler to do that because, you know, it's harder. You know, when we all grew up, I know when I grew up, you know, there was a community and, you know, everyone pretty much lived, you know, a few doors down or
right.
blocks away. But, you know, now you're, you know, our friends and family are much more dispersed. And so, and even our care from a, you know, from a clinician perspective, you can now get a specialist engaged, you know, halfway across the country or halfway across the world and be part of your care team, where, you know, 10 years ago, that probably was not the case.
Right. And, you know, it brings up an issue that I think some people have differing views. I mean, I think that's the reality that we live in. You can't sort of accept this extension of the care team and the contributions and the importance of that, you know, the idea that you get the best resources available to you. But it does, you know, it creates a little bit of a disconnect, and because it's no longer that face-to-face communication. How do we maintain that personal connection through a digital technology that doesn't allow for that? You know, how are we sort of thinking, how are you thinking about that as a company?
Yeah, so, you know, we're obviously not there. And, you know, I hear a lot of feedback from, clinicians that and physicians that say, you know, I don't want to turn my back to the patient. I want to be able to, you know, be able to look the patient in the eye and have an engaging conversation, because in general, they get 5 to 7 minutes with, you know, with each patient. So they want to make those, that time as meaningful as possible. And so to the extent that we can create an ambient environment that gets them the information that they need real time, and they can engage, be more engaging with their patients, I think is the ultimate outcome that, that we want to derive. And so, you know, again, there can be information overload as well. So making sure that they're getting relevant information at the time that they need it, and they're really being able to engage the customer, their customer or patient in a more meaningful way.
Right.
I think that's the goal. I think, you know, again, there are things that we should be able to provide from a technology perspective. So, you know, there's a lot of data collected that is unstructured. And so finding a way to structure that data and then present it in a way that makes sense. So there's a lot of stuff on social media. There's a lot you can learn about individuals, you know, in a much less intrusive way than you know, we do today. And we don't take advantage of all that data and turning it into information.
Yeah, it's funny, you know, just even in this instance, some of that connection comes from that ability to actually learn a little bit more about somebody, you know, not to be creepy about it, but
right.
Who doesn't look somebody up? And, you know, the idea that we don't do that in healthcare, so that, you know, the conversation that starts is not just, hello, who are you? Tell me, you know, your name. And it starts from a sort of elevated position, I think, is really important. It's, you know, you bring up an interesting sort of thought process that says, can we start to bring that information in to elevate the conversation and make it more connected as a result of that additional data?
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, I know I'm probably not 100% truthful all the time with my physician. And so,
no,
you know,
there
could be things that, you know, he could discern from other bits of information that would help him, you know, put me on the right path and guide me.
Right. I think the interesting thing about that is that what we've discovered is that patients are more truthful with technology than they are with the in-person, even when they know that the technology is going to communicate directly to the physician, who's going to come back and say,
completely agree.
You're not following the diet I prescribed for you?
Right, right. When, you know, my Facebook page has me eating, you know, a hot dog at the game or something, right? So.
And that's not what you declared in your tracking app. That's,
exactly right.
And we can use that for good. I think that's the important thing, is that this is not about a negative outcome, you know, because ultimately we're all sort of driven by our genetic makeup that essentially,
right.
I don't want to say forces us, but there's a real pressure to not misbehave, but not make the best choices. And we
right.
need help with that, with these sort of small incremental nudges.
And that's one of the focuses that VMware has in general. Our CEO, Pat Gelsinger, talks about tech for good. And those are great examples of how, you know, we can use tech for good, for sure.
I like that. I think tech for good is absolutely one of the mantras that I would sign up for. So thinking about where things are going, and, you know, as you look back at some of the insights that you've derived over the course of, you know, your career, and certainly with, you know, VMware and the work that you're doing, and looking forward, any thoughts about some of the insights that you developed, and, you know, where things are going based on, you know, some of those changes that you've seen had positive effect?
Yeah, so we talked about a couple of them, Nick. One is, you know, the active and engaged consumer. And so I think the consumerization of healthcare in general has kind of helped drive some of the changes. The other is, and again, as an infrastructure company, we feel like this is a key enabler. You know, if I go back 5 or 6 years, most of the healthcare organizations that I spoke to were cloud adverse, I would say, at best. And now most of the organizations that I talk to have a definitive, or are developing a definitive, cloud strategy. And so giving them the ability to have business agility, to be able to, you know, figure out from a cloud perspective, what are the economics around the cloud? And also, you know, how do they not only take advantage of the economics, but from a outcomes perspective, really be able to drive better outcomes. And so I've seen that that's been a pretty quick evolution, but I think it's one, a trend that will continue and we'll see more and more. The other one is around, app development. Most healthcare organizations do not have large development organizations, but as we look at innovation and how they consume innovation, you know, they have to have the capabilities inside their organizations to, for example, consume modern apps. So containerization and those types of technologies are becoming more and more important inside of healthcare as well. And so those are trends that I think, if you go back 5 years ago, you couldn't even get, a technical decision maker in those organizations to talk to you about. But now we're talking about those trends to, the CEOs or the chief quality officer or other line of business executives that, are really focused on driving outcomes. So again, I think that's a fundamental difference for us as a technology company is, how do we evolve our messaging to align to their business imperatives?
So I don't think it's missing you. I just don't think you mentioned it, but I know you did earlier. The other piece that I think essential in there that, is still being worked out, I think we're struggling with is the security and privacy of that information. What are your sort of thoughts around that and how are you approaching that as an organization?
So, what we characterize as intrinsic security. And so we think that security has to be built into the infrastructure that you have. It can't be a bolt-on or add-on. And if you look at, some of the things that we've done recently in terms of our acquisitions here in the last year, we've focused on that very heavily. And if you go to, our CEO, Pat, has talked at RSA and other organizations, he believes that fundamentally we have to change our approach to security. And there's no, industry in my mind that's more important to protect and safeguard privacy than healthcare. So, it's very personal. And it's one that, we need to make sure that we look into how we provide that level of security. So, we feel like we have a robust and, we've kind of pivoted the company to be, that's the underpinning of everything that we do is, that strategy around intrinsic security. So again, very
I couldn't agree more. This idea of a bolt-on solution for security is just preposterous to me. It always has been. And, I challenge anybody that sort of rejects the notion of having it built into, attend DEFCON as a sort of conference, because you only have to attend that one time to realize, and it's not a negative, it's a positive. These people are sort of, for the most part, not all, but mostly focused on finding these holes so that we can actually stop.
And one of the offerings that we have is we're working with healthcare organizations. It's fairly new, but around cybersecurity, so threat modeling and, kind of doing quasi war games with healthcare organizations to help, to make sure that their people have the capabilities to do that in our current environment. And again, we believe that we provide technology that allows them to get at the virtualization layer, which is, kind of like ground zero. In terms of applications and hardware that you have in your organization. So, we feel like that's the level that you have to be involved in to truly, be able to provide that security or at least cordon off things that are threats.
So, as usual, we're almost out of time. So any closing thoughts, things to look out for at HIMSS that you're excited about?
Yeah, so, I love HIMSS because I learn as much as, information that I give out. We really like to figure out what's new and what new partnerships we can look for and organizations that we can align with. This is a great industry to be in, Nick, and I think there's just so much upside and opportunity for us as technologies to have impact. And again, I'm at a point in my life and my career that, it's about, it's as much about doing good as it is, doing well. So we want to make sure that we're having true impact in the organization. So super excited to be at HIMSS. I'm super excited to continue the dialogue with Healthcare Now as well. So I know we have some pop-ups at HIMSS as well. So
we do.
Looking forward to those as well.
Fantastic. Well, just remains for me to thank you for joining me on the show, Michael. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, Nick. We really appreciate it and look forward to continuing our dialogue.
Thanks for joining me today. Do you have any better ideas, or have you found a small incremental change that's brought about a big improvement in your world? Let's continue the conversation on our hashtag, The Incrementalist, or share with me at DrNick1 on Twitter. You can find more information about the show on our program page at healthcarenowradio.com. And tune in next time to hear my discussions with leaders and innovators from around the globe who've revolutionized their space by using small incremental improvements to achieve their moonshot. I'm Dr. Nick, the Incrementalist, and I'm starting a revolution through evolution.